is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. This is going to be a tough show. I just learned about 90 seconds ago that my mother-in-law just passed away. I was very close to her. Wonderful woman. Well, here we go. Today's Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. We're broadcasting from Studio A. And Julie Pennick is with me. Dr. Julie Pennick is a nurse practitioner, three-time PhD. And she's got a practice in Springfield where she treats people that have turned to her because traditional treatments just aren't doing the job. Welcome, Julie Pennick.
Hi, Vince. I'm sorry to hear about your mother-in-law. Was she ill or was this unexpected?
Well, she had developed Alzheimer's, and I had a whole bunch of questions I was going to ask you about her condition. And I guess I can ask anyway. Yeah, she had Alzheimer's, and it came on rather suddenly. So after a period of 2 years, decreased appetite, decreased functionality, decreased interest in life. Isn't that what you typically see?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. My mother-in-law passed away from Alzheimer's after about a 4-year journey that we were aware of her Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Probably she'd started demonstrating symptoms for maybe a year or year and a half or so before we became keenly aware of it, because she lived in Kentucky at the time and we weren't around her on a daily basis. But that the progression typically is in addition to the memory problems and the cognitive problems, they often have difficulties with their nutritional intake. My mother-in-law had problems. The medications that they wanted her to be on initially made her so lightheaded and dizzy and weak. She would limit her water and fluid intake because she was afraid that if she got up to use the bathroom, she would fall because she was so dizzy. So we had to take her off those medicines because that made her life just absolutely miserable. But then they forget to swallow the food. They pocket the food.
That's exactly what was happening, Julie.
And it's a challenge. Towards the end of my mother-in-law's life, we had to come up with a concoction that had enough carbohydrates, proteins, and fats in it that had kind of a consistency between a yogurt and a Jell-O, so that it would give a little bit of substance so she would know it was in her mouth, but it wouldn't melt fast enough when she would forget to swallow and just kind of dribble down the back of her throat. And basically that sustained her for about 4 or 5 months longer because she literally couldn't remember to swallow at all anymore. It's really it's disheartening for the families of these Alzheimer's individuals. It's just really sad to see, particularly when we've been close to them and we knew what sharp individuals they had been prior to their diagnosis.
You're absolutely right. You know, you remember these spry, energetic, enthusiastic, full of vitality people, and they just, I've heard it called the dwindles, where you just, you know, slow down, but this isn't dwindling. This is, at the end, it's kind of a dwindle, but the loss of understanding about what's going on around them, and they're totally helpless, and it takes an entire family to help that individual. Dr. Julie Pennick, we're going to come right back after this break. We've got about a 4 or 5 minute break, and I'd like to talk to you some more. Catherine in Wyoming, you're on hold with us, and we're going to get to you in just a couple minutes. Thank you so much. Ben Finelli, USAprepares.com.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit FreeToProsper.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, this is USAPrepares.com. Difficult broadcast today. KWTO just joined us. I've been talking with Dr. Julie Pennick just before the broadcast, about 90 seconds before I got a phone call that my mother-in-law of 33 years had just died a few minutes before. And we've been talking about Alzheimer's. She had Alzheimer's, and Julie's helping us understand what Alzheimer's is. And It's a terrible disease. It's terrible for the person going through it, and it's certainly terrible for the family because it requires the entire family get on board to help the person with Alzheimer's. So, Julie, let's talk a little bit more about that, if it's okay with you. And we've got a caller, Catherine in Wyoming. Please stand by for just a few more minutes. Julie, so Alzheimer's affects the brain. It affects the ability to swallow. These afflicted people can aspirate. Their food can go down into their lungs. They can get pneumonia. What else do you see with this illness?
Well, there's a phenomenon that we observed in a patient with Alzheimer's called sundowners. They get their days and their nights mixed up. And I can remember when my mother-in-law first came to live with us, she would throw open the door to our bedroom at 2 in the morning, all dressed for the day, and say, "Good morning." And we live in the middle of 11 acres, and I would say to her, "Tomoko, look outside that window and tell me what you see." She says, "Oh, it's dark." And I said, "That's because it's not morning." And sometimes she would do that 2 and 3 times in the middle of the night. So that's a phenomenon that we see in Alzheimer's called sundowners.
So when the sun goes down, they lose perspective as to what time it is? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Lose perspective of day and night, and they think it's daytime, and they're ready to do their daytime activities, and that becomes disruptive to the family life. And so how we dealt with that strategy is I took all the clothing out of her closet, and I would give her pajamas at bedtime. Say, "It's not morning until I bring you your clothes." And that's what had stopped her coming into the bedroom 2 and 3 times, not saying good morning, being ready for the next day. You know, it sounds simple, but it worked. And it's a challenge. As right before we went to break, you said it takes the entire family.
Yeah, it really does.
My children became involved. My husband and I took shifts. You know, fortunately, we were blessed that we're both healthcare professionals and we're trained and we know how to take care of someone, particularly when they cannot take care of themselves from a physical perspective.
Yeah.
And as they get less their nutrition on board, they have a difficulty just getting out of bed on their own. They can't transfer from the bed to their chair, to the wheelchair. They can't bathe themselves. They can't toilet themselves. And, you know, we were blessed to have those skills. And so we can manage my mother-in-law in our home. I'm not saying that that was the best place for my mother-in-law to be perfectly honest, because, you know, we probably didn't provide the most stimulating environment for her. I think being in a facility that has specific Alzheimer's units is not a bad idea, particularly when they're still able to ambulate, get around on their own. They get far more stimulation than I think my mother-in-law got in our home because we had an adult female come with her during the day while we were at work, and then my husband and I would take care of evenings and weekends. And so my husband is half Japanese, my mother-in-law was Japanese, and so there was that family sense of obligation to take care of her in our home. Not that I regret that, but in retrospect, while she still had some mobility and things, I think she'd probably been happier going to bingo and being in a facility where there was more activity than going on at my house. But it's a challenge, and it does take a family to really meet all of their needs.
And, you know, I swore that I would never let any of my parents go to a nursing home because, to me, that's a last stop. You go to a nursing home, and you're dead. You just don't know it yet. And, I mean, I hate to say it that brutally. So we've taken care of my dad for as long as we could, you know, pick him up and help him. But as people get older, they seem to, if they have Alzheimer's, they seem to be forgetful about a lot of things. Like, is today Monday? Is it Tuesday? And even if you put their medications in a dispenser that has morning and afternoon or morning and evening compartments, they still get it messed up.
Correct.
And it seems to be a progression that is, it's a shocking thing to watch someone that you remember being, you know, really bright and totally with it, with all their faculties, get to the point where they can't remember what day it is. So what else can we do to help people either avoid avoid Alzheimer's as best we can, or if they have it, help keep the symptoms at bay for as long as we can.
Well, there are certainly, here, let's take that in multiple parts. There are certainly prescription medications like Aricept and Exelon and Geodon that have some evidence to say that they will deter or slow down the progression. That was not our personal experience. Mm-hmm. It didn't really help my mother-in-law, and it gave her such severe side effects of just, you know, passing out from being so lightheaded and dizzy that it just really wasn't worth it, because it really negatively impacted her nutritional status. I found better benefit using just over-the-counter hormone therapy in the form of pregnenolone. Let me spell that for folks. Pregnenolone. Pregnenolone. Pregnenolone spells brain power.
Uh-huh.
It is the first hormone that's manufactured out of cholesterol, and it is the precursor to all of your adrenal hormones, but it also is fabulous for your brain. So I have had clients with memory issues that had not done well on some of the prescription medications who responded very well to pregnenolone in preserving and reversing some of their memory problems in early dementia. And I'm going to say dementia because, truthfully, Alzheimer's is hard to diagnose specifically except for post-mortem exam where they can examine the brain and tell you if it was an exact Alzheimer's. Dementia, the terminology, takes in all of those types of dementia that can cognitively impair individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's is the one we tend to hear most about. But I'm going to tell you that in my mother-in-law's case, we believe that her dementia of an Alzheimer's look came on from a head injury from an automobile accident about 2 years before we really noticed that when we visited her, her home wasn't the same and those type things. So I believe hers was a traumatic brain injury that led to it. There is evidence out in the literature that use of statin medications can bring on certain forms of dementia.
Mm.
And yet, how many of our older population patients are recommended to be on statin medications?
A whole bunch.
A bunch. And there is biochemical research that clearly has demonstrated that statin drugs change and alter glial cells, and for anybody who knows anything about physiology, glial cells are in the brain. And so while they may not have clinical evidence, they have biochemical evidence that statin drugs alter glial function. And I think we had a group of well-to-do, sharp-as-attack lawyers on the East Coast, all on their statin medications, whose practices started slipping and got out there and found some research and realized that they needed to get off their statin drugs to see if their symptoms would reverse.
Mm.
And I read that article and I found that interesting. It probably would have been the same attorneys who would have taken somebody to court for not putting a patient on a statin drug who had elevated cholesterol level.
Yeah, it sounds right to me. So we're talking about something like simvastatin.
Yeah, simvastatin, brand name things like Lipitor, Crestor, Pravacol, Simvastatin, Mevacor. Any statin medication has a potential to be able to do that. Everybody knows the potential side effects of statin drugs and the muscle weakness and the muscle aches because of the depletion of coenzyme Q10 levels at the muscle. But a lot of people don't know the connection between statin drug usage and the potential for cognitive impairment, such as the same type cognitive impairment you would see in one of the dementias, such as Alzheimer's. So I tell folks that if your family member starts changing their behavior and they've recently been put on a statin drug, change from one statin drug to the other, one of the first things you could try is talking to their physician or doing a trial off of the new drug, the statin drug, to see if their memory improves or the cognitive ability improves.
Julie, you're absolutely brilliant. Dr. Julie Penick. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We've got callers stacked up. We're going to get to their calls right when we turn from this the other side of this break. Thanks for bearing with me today.
with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Meet up tomorrow. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. Bill Whaley, the junk man, he's going to be there. And he's got some information that ought to be great to learn. He's going to talk about wood gasification and saving money. And John Reagan. John Reagan had his debut with USA Preparers yesterday. So he went on the radio for probably the first time. Dr. Julie Pennick is with me. We've got some callers stacked up. And one of them has been waiting. Catherine in Wyoming, you've been waiting since before the broadcast started. You're first in line with Julie Pennick. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm very sorry to hear about your mother-in-law, Vincent, and I did enjoy the information you just disseminated regarding Alzheimer's, and I think it was quite interesting that the statin drugs could be a problem. That was very enlightening. But at any rate, my question
Julie Pennick is great at dispensing information.
Is about sleep patterns in particular. I'm a 69-year-old woman who literally could go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, sleep through the night, might get up to go to the bathroom once or twice, maybe not, go right back to sleep, and literally can turn the alarm clock off at 7 in the morning and go right back to sleep until 8 or 8:30. And, you know, I hear my friends talking that, oh, my goodness, they're up at 4 in the morning or 2 in the morning. They're, you know, turn the lights on. They're reading. They're watching TV. I have never done that. But I am really beginning to wonder if, you know, there may be something wrong because it seems like I'm getting an abundance of sleep. I'm an exerciser. I lift weights. I'm my correct weight. I have what I would call a good diet. I eat hardly any processed foods whatsoever. I take no medication. I don't think I have any stress in my life to really, be aware of. And, I tend to snore. And my son was just tested for sleeping patterns, and it came to light that he has some sort of sleep apnea where he's going to wear this mask at night. So I'm just wondering if there's somewhat of a genetic component to that.
A genetic component to sleep apnea or a genetic component for somebody who has a great sleep pattern like you?
Well, the sleep apnea, really. I mean, my husband, after my son did this test, my husband just, very, off the cuff said to me, once in a while you'll stop breathing in your sleep. And I said, really? I was totally unaware of it. And
well, let me make a few comments here. Number one, there's nothing wrong with you. You have a delightful sleep pattern. And before you started talking about your lifestyle choices, I thought to myself, this is a woman who has a balanced life. I would suggest that if you look at your friends who complain about waking up and not being able to go back to sleep and having sleep disruption, I bet you would notice that they don't have the same balanced life that you do. They don't make the same lifestyle choices that you make, and they don't manage stress as well as you do. Am I correct?
I don't know, because I've never really delved into, those aspects with them. I just hear them, kind of mention, gee, I've been up since 3 a.m. and, turn the lights on. And I'm thinking, never, and I mean never, have I done this.
Correct. Patients who come to my practice and talk about intractable insomnia, and I just sit back in my chair and I say, I don't understand that. A body that needs sleep should be able to sleep.
Right, so, exactly. But, then I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe there is something that I'm just not aware of, because, 8 hours of sleep should be sufficient, I would think, for most people, but literally, easily, I can sleep 10 hours.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you feel rested when you finally get up and go about your day?
Oh, absolutely. I feel wonderful.
Yeah,
I mean, wonderful.
You're doing everything right. Typically, when you see people waking up between the hours of 2:30 and 3:30 or maybe 4 in the morning, those people have adrenal issues. That's when the adrenal gland's most active production of cortisol is, which is one of the stress response hormones. And so the first place I would look at with those people is, how are they managing their stress? What are their stressors? And suggest to them that they get a good quality, highly digestible form of protein in at bedtime. What I recommend to people where they start is 2 tablespoons of unflavored gelatin dissolved in super hot water so that it dissolves well, and throw in a green tea bag or their favorite flavor tea and drink that right before they go to sleep. And oftentimes that helps, because the adrenals are asking for help and support, and a good quality form of protein like unflavored gelatin is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Julie, I've got a question about that. So,
yes,
Julie,
sir.
When you say 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that, when you wake up, do you think that's partially brought on because the person is saying, oh, my God, I'm going to be going to work. My boss is going to beat me up. These 7 things I was supposed to have gotten done, I didn't get done. And there's stress there that forces them to wake up. Is that part of what's happening?
Well, we certainly have all had those times when we'll wake up all night long because we've got a job interview, we've got a big project done. Those are intermittent issues. But for the people who do that nightly, they have what I think is long-term adrenal fatigue issues, and they need to start taking better care of their adrenal glands because they're not responding well to stress generically.
Okay. Catherine, do you have more? Do you want to be held through the break? Or
I think it makes me feel better to know that there isn't some issue that I should be aware of or something that I should kind of...
Well, Catherine, stick around. Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
First Berkey water filters, the same water filters that USAPrepares.com instructors and their families use. USAPrepares.com has the lowest prices because they buy in large quantities and pass on the savings to their class. Berkey water filters, supplies, and Berkey sport bottles available right now at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
new book with a provocative viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. And it's available now. Today, author, radio host, and research guru Howard Axtell presents his new book, The Human Food Factor. Our beliefs in harmony and hope are being replaced with fear and empty promises that simply don't hold water. False prophets bearing gifts continue to mold our planet in their own image for profit. They offer costly entitlements that we already paid for. Where did all our money go? Who took it? Who are they? Follow the money trail with author Howard Axtell and order a hard copy or ebook of The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com. This book is a must to connect the dots and to know the truth. To understand where America is headed, who is taking us there, and why. Do your part. Learn the facts. Order the book right now. Get a signed copy today on sale. The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's a link to Dr. Julie Penick's website right at USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact her, just go to USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. And you'll find the link, and you can click on it. It'll take you right to her website, and there's the contact information. And if you'd like a pair of two-day passes, we'll send you two-day passes for the expo. We're giving away two a day all the way up until April 28th. The expo is April 28th and 29th. So just go to the website, usapreparers.com, and you can send us an email right from that page one and say, may I have a pair of tickets or two pairs of tickets, and we will send them to you by email. So we're just going to pick at random two a day every day until the expo. Catherine is still with us. She is a world-class sleeper, and she's got a bunch of questions for Dr. Julie Pennick. Catherine, you may continue. Catherine, are you still there?
Sleeping instead of doing things that I would like to be doing. And maybe I shouldn't worry about it. Maybe I shouldn't be concerned. But, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Well, that's my thought. And maybe I'm, you know, needlessly concerned. And if that's the case, I guess I'm okay with it.
As long as you are feeling rested when you are ready to get out of bed and up for the day, and you have
Absolutely.
Energy to sustain you throughout the activities that your heart's desire is to participate in,
yes.
Count yourself a blessed woman and pray for your friends who can't get enough sleep.
Okay. And, you know, Vincent, when you were mentioning, you know, people that have jobs and they're stressed with their bosses, a lot of these people are retired. So they don't have issues like that. You know, they should really have a carefree, somewhat carefree life.
Well, I fully understand that because I had an irregular heartbeat, and I ended up in the emergency room years ago, and the doctor said, you have hypertension. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I'm not worried about anything. And he said, no, you have a lot of stress. And I said, are you kidding me? I don't even have a job. Actually, what it was I was on a statin drug, and I was on an inhaler that my doctor said that if I took myself off, I would die from. So I ultimately took myself off all my medications, and I'm just fine, and my heartbeat is just fine.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, you're preaching to the choir here because we are a family of chiropractors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no medication, Zippo, nada. I mean, my husband is 70, and he takes nothing either.
Amen. You go, sister. Look for those subluxations. And look for those subluxations between T5 maybe down to T9 or maybe T8 down to T11 in your patients who can't sleep, and do a little adjustment for their adrenal glands. Get them a night's sleep.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate all your information. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
We've got another caller in the stack. George from Texas, are you still with us?
Yes, how you doing?
Very well. Go ahead, George.
I'd like to know, is there any link between taking the flu shot and dementia? Because there's a lot of heavy metals in these vaccines.
There have been publications, particularly with vaccine supplies that contain the preservative squalene, of neurologic disruption, neurologic deficits, and one would have to include insomnia as a part of that profile. So to answer your question, I guess the answer is yes.
Well, you know, the thing is, CPS told me they would have took me away from my parents because my parents didn't believe in vaccines. If some kid got the measles, they took me over there and made sure I got the measles.
I love your parents. That's what I do with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, with chicken pox and mumps and all those childhood diseases, I caught them and brought up. But you know, the thing is, I've taken care of a couple girls because the parent is out of town, and this mom got every vaccine for her children. And you know, the thing is, the girl has memory problems, she has speech problems, and it is an unusual thing. She has arthritis in her knees, and she's 5 years old. Her mom has her kids like a pincushion, experimental vaccine, every flu shot, and it's like, I'm telling the mom, it might be the vaccines, you know, because the girl can't remember nothing, you know, and it ain't a short memory span.
It's a shame. There are certainly, outside of the vaccine supplies that may have squalene in them as a preservative, you know, a large percentage of the vaccine supplies have one of the metals, thimerosal, which is a form of mercury. And mercury interferes with enzyme activity, particularly in the brain. And oftentimes taking B12 in the form of methylcobalamin can help overcome that.
Hmm.
So they may want to try some methylcobalamin, either sublingual drops or by rapidly dissolving tablets. And if they have access to a healthcare professional who is open-minded, they could ask for methylcobalamin injectable for a 2 to 4 week trial with the young girl to see if her issues improve.
Well, but you know, the thing I'm talking about sleep, you know, I'm a self-employed person. I sit at a chair all day and type, but I don't sleep well unless I get out and ride my bike, lift weights, and take a nice long walk. I got to tire myself out.
Yeah, exercise is known for a couple of issues. There's a big buzz phenomenon that people are talking about now called neuroplasticity. And it is literally where portions of the brain networks become almost plastic, I guess is a way to describe that, and then less functional. Exercise helps reverse and prevent neuroplasticity. And exercise enhances natural stem cell stimulation. And so when you exercise, even modestly or moderately on a routine basis, 3 days a week minimum, you're going to have greatly enhanced benefits for both brain function, neurochemical production, and for stem cell stimulation for bodily repair.
Well, and I eat organic food, and one thing I like to take daily is a spoonful of raw garlic. It's good for my tummy.
It's good for everything.
But the thing is, I worked in a nursing home, and I can tell you one thing. You know, I know a lot of residents that went in, and they had a, they're perfectly fine, but once, and the doctor don't even see some of these residents, and they put them on these medications, and all of a sudden they can't remember nothing, and, you know, it's just like a, it's like in a nursing home, I hate to say this, but doctors do use chemical restraints. It's in their diets, it's in their medications. I've seen this for 10 years, and I had to get out of it because I thought it was a big eugenics mill.
Okay, so let me throw a concept on top of that, which I just experienced and witnessed firsthand. I was asked to see one of my patients' father-in-law was in a nursing home and rapidly deteriorating, and I was asked to see him, which I did as a favor to my patient, and the gentleman was, I did some blood work on him, and he was severely dehydrated. And when I asked him how much he was drinking, he said they limited his water intake so that he would not need to use his urinal at night, because then the staff would have to go down to his room and assist him. And the brain is particularly sensitive to dehydration issues. We rehydrated that gentleman, and his mental capacity changed dramatically. And then we got him some intravenous infusions at the local hospital, and the gentleman walked out of the nursing home 4 days after I saw him for the first time. That's how dehydration, and if you throw chemical restraint on top of dehydration, you really have totally taken the brain and thrown it for a loop. So, yeah, I agree. I see that often.
Well, I see, like, they got no-fat diets, you know, because you need cholesterol for your brain. They even tell people with epilepsy, take fatty diets, have a fatty diet.
Absolutely, absolutely. Remember I said pregnenolone is brain power, and pregnenolone is the first hormone produced from cholesterol. And if you don't have adequate cholesterol, then you don't have adequate pregnenolone, which means you don't have adequate brain power.
Exactly the truth. And the thing is, like I say, in the diets and the medication, it's all chemical restraint. And, you know, and it's just, you know, with the medication or something, they got Ativan, Haldol, Darvocet. And I got to say, all they do is kill patients. That's all they do.
I don't think there's a conspiracy out there with a specific aim to do that. But I think, unfortunately, in the name of good medicine, they over-medicate elderly folks, particularly those who are institutionalized. And Vincent said he always said he didn't want any of his family members to ever end up in a nursing home. And those are some of the reasons we would like to keep our family members out of nursing homes.
Right,
if
because
at all possible.
They won't be medicated because we won't let them be medicated, and we won't restrain them because it's cruel and unusual punishment.
Correct.
That's not deserved.
No, correct.
Well, when I had dementia patients, I let them wander around. As long as they weren't hurting anybody, I had no problems with it. But yeah, they have been restraints and everything, and, you know, I didn't like that. I had to get out of the field because in my clear conscience, I could not go through with it. Or be a part of it.
George, you sound like a great guy. Thanks very much for your call. Julie, I've got some questions. I get a lot of calls. And whether I'm, you know, in the mornings, in the evenings, in the afternoons, I get a lot of calls from all over North America here at my office and in Missouri. And I got a call from a guy by the name of David in Canada, and he told me that he has cancer, stage 3 lymphoma, and of all the types, this is the most difficult of the 33 types. And then I said, well, he talked about his weight loss and how he lost weight rapidly, and he became very, very thin, couldn't eat. And they wanted to put him on chemotherapy, and he said, no, he wasn't going to do that. And I said, well, do you know how this happened? And he said, absolutely. He said he was a coal miner, and they used Agent Orange.
Oh.
And they used Industrial Roundup, a Monsanto product. And they used pressure-treated timbers, which were arsenic-laced, so that if bugs wanted to eat them, they would only get one bite. And so he was involved with all of those chemicals, and he's in serious trouble. He may be listening right now. Do you have any thoughts for David in Canada?
Well, for sure. And he sounds like an intelligent individual, and he probably has already started on his own detoxification program. And Vince, one of your, while we were away and the information in the commercials, for lack of a better word, the informational spots that you have, one of them was for a very nice detoxification product, plant powder, I believe.
Yes.
It was?
Yeah, it's a hemp product.
Right. That would be a fabulous thing. You know, Andrew, can't think of the guy's last name. There is a great detoxification protocol available out on the internet, and it talks about using herbal chelators, very similar to the plant powder. You know, something like that, great overall body detoxification protocol is absolutely where I would start for your gentleman in Canada with the lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody with lymphoma, I think, needs immune system enhancement as well, and I would suggest the use of proteolytic enzyme therapy, which enhances immune system activity, well-researched and well-documented in the European continent. Why we don't use more of them here in the United States, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
The product that you'll see out in the research litter was a product called Wobemugos, W-O-B-E, second word, M-U-G-O-S. However, that product cannot be sold in the United States. The closest thing we have in the United States, and I don't know what he'll have access to in Canada because sometimes their rules are more rigid than ours, is Wobenzyme, W-O-B-E-N-Z-Y-M-E, Wobenzyme, capital letter N. Wobenzyme N closely approximates the original product, Wobemugos.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of the ingredients are not quite as potent. And therefore, when I work with patients with immune system challenges, particularly cancer patients, I have them, the product label says 3 tablets twice a day, and I usually start my folks on 3 tablets 3 times a day. We may ratchet them up to 7 to 10 tablets 3 times a day for a month just to kind of get them built up and then bring them back down to like 3 tablets 3 times a day. Enzyme therapy, I've seen enzyme therapy do well with lymphoma. That with a total body detoxifier like the plant powder would be a great place for him to start. Inexpensive and has the potential to be very powerful.
So should he do this in combination, both of them?
Oh, absolutely. He can do them both in combination. One's a detoxifier and one's an immune system enhancer.
Okay. I will call him and I will tell him Wobi Mugos and or Wobenzyme, capital letter N, 7
correct.
To 10 tablets 3 times a day for a month.
Correct. And then he goes on a maintenance dose of about 3 tablets 3 times a day.
Then 3 tabs, 3XD. Julie Penick's going to be right back. Dr. Julie Penick has taken time from her medical research outside the office to be with us today. Thank you so much, Julie. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As we meet up tomorrow, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. The Junk Man, Bill Whaley's going to be there, and so will John Reagan. And we're giving away 2 pairs of tickets every day until the expo. So if you'd like yours, just go to usaprepares.com. USAPREPARES.com and send me an email and I'll be glad to send 2 lucky winners tickets. Julie Penick's with me. Before we were talking about Alzheimer's, and And I had some follow-up questions. Julie, the people that get Alzheimer's in the later stages, they seem to eat less and less and drink less and less. And of course, they lose a sense of what's happening around them. Why is it that they eat less and less? And why does their what causes their appetite to decrease and their desire to hydrate?
Well, this is going to kind of be off the cuff answer because I can't tell you that I'm as versed on the research science in this area. But they become cognitively impaired. And because they become cognitively impaired and they forget to swallow, they get fatigued eating, which becomes a dissuasion from eating because they chew and 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 chew. And they literally get physically exhausted. And then you'll catch them pocketing things in their cheeks.
Yes, and I've seen these things. I have seen the equivalent of chewing applesauce ad infinitum.
Correct. My mother-in-law would chew grits, and anybody who's had grits before knows that you could just swallow grits.
Right.
They wouldn't need to be chewed, which is why we had to come up with a concoction that once it was in her mouth, it had to have consistency enough to be on a spoon to be able to get it to her mouth, but once it was in her mouth with her body temperature, it would rapidly melt so that it would just dribble down the back of her throat, even if she would forget to swallow, what she did, and she never had to chew it at all. It was interesting.
And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, you can't get them to suck off a straw because they forget how to do that. So, you know, getting them to drink some of those supplements that they would recommend, like Boost and Ensure and all that, is an impossibility as well. They just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And are they starving? I mean, do they feel hungry, Julie?
Well,
because you can't seem to communicate with them.
But you can't communicate with them. My perception is that they don't feel hungry. Oftentimes, some of those later stage health problems, like dementias and things, part of that profile, the symptom profile, is anorexia. They don't want to eat. Whether it was physically fatiguing or not, they don't want to eat. They don't have the stimulus to eat. They don't have the desire to eat.
Okay. And what about their sense of vision? Their eyes dart from moving object to moving object, like they're fascinated with movement. You know what I'm saying? So if they see something outside the window that's moving, they look at it and they become attentive to it. But movement physically, the rest of their body, seems to be an impossibility.
Correct. The movement is a form, the eye movement is a form of stimulation for them because they don't have the physical form of stimulation anymore.
Okay.
And in addition, movement through the ocular fields is well researched and known to enhance and reprogram brain activity. So I think that's a desperate attempt at the unconscious level to bring some functions back.
Dr. Julie Tenek's been with me, taking time off from her research to share her insights in the medical field. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be back tomorrow. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next, is up to you. You're in next is low.